The topic I'm going to explore really is a fundamental topic, and because I was zocheh to hear on these inyanim many shiurim from Rav Soloveitchik in the course of my years, specifically in a shul in Manhattan called Moriah. I went there 13 years. It's true that 12 of the years were up on Masechta Sukkah. But I heard about Masechta Sukkah. I also heard on most of Tanya's, Masechta Tanya's. And in the course of the Yom Tovim, the Rav would say, on Avi Psochim, on the beginning of Psochim, on the second paragraph of Psochim, on the third paragraph of Psochim, on the fourth paragraph of Psochim. And then I also heard of Masechta Megillah, different parts of Masechta Megillah during the course of the years. And I also heard of the Siddur on Hanukkah, and Shabbos. I heard that many times. And then I also heard from the Rav on Tefillah, in Yom Tefillah, in the course of those years. And so essentially a lot of what I'm sharing with you comes from things that I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, and I hope that's not a, I think that's a plus, as opposed to being, shall we say, a minus. I will be honest with you, I also happen to have heard shiurim on Masechet Brachos from my Rebbe, Rav Nissen Alpert, at Hatzadik Bracha. I used to go at night time to his shiurim, and I went for approximately 14 years to his shiurim at night time. He also said shiurim in the morning. And I heard shiurim on Masechet Avodah Zarah and parts of different, and the ends of Gittin, ends of Kedushin, ends of Yevamos, all kinds of ends, because we told him we didn't want him to focus on the beginnings, so that we heard. So we wanted him to focus on the ends, so he said on the ends. Again, from him also I heard on Brachos. Not the whole Masechta, but good parts of Masechta in the course of a number of years. I heard all Masechta based on him. I'm just trying to underscore the importance of being sure from Abayim, because they give you a lot of yisodes that on your own you would not be able to come to. So that's why you're zeichet to have such a Rebbe like Rabbi Yifra Baruch Hashem, to give you all the yisodes that you're from his Abayim, and that's a wonderful thing. Okay, I'm starting with a bit of an introduction. Before I get to the Gemara, I just don't know how, you know, I need about 100 hours, but a fundamental yisod that Rav Soloveitchik said, that let's, I guess we'll start with the Rambam. What's a good place to start? The Rambam has a feel over here. I'll just point out first the problem, and then I will just discuss the Rambam briefly, because this Rambam needs a lot of discussion. You're aware of the fact that the Rambam generally, when he introduces a topic, so the Rambam has the body of the halacha, namely, here's Perek Rishon, and then he has a list of halachas, aleph beis, etc. But the Rambam usually has an introduction. He tells you on top, how many mitzvah says there are, how many losah says there are, what are the positive commandments, what are the negative commandments. Here you can see that the Rambam has two mitzvah says, Hilchos Tefillah, Birchas Kohanim. It's very fascinating that the Rambam put these two together. Of course, Birchas Kohanim is found where? In the Shemoneh Esrei, as you're aware of it. As a matter of fact, one of the issues that's raised by, and it's settled, and then Rav Chaim, but the truth is, it's an issue that's already found earlier. Namely, according to most Rishonim, Tefillah, unlike the Rambam Shita, what the most Rishonim hold tefillah is the Rabbanu or the Raisa. The Rabbanu, based on the Gemara Brachos Chavala. The Gemara says that something is spalo, something low is spalo, ein uchezu is spalo. You don't go back, you have a subject with the Adabin and the Rakas, tefillah is the Rabbanu. It happens to be the Rambam Shita is that tefillah is the Raisa, as you know. And so if you hold tefillah is the Raisa, good, everything is fine. If you hold tefillah is the Rabbanu like the Ramban, so then you have a problem. Bichas Kohanim is a din Raisa, that's for sure. Would you not? Where are the Kohanim here? Andrew? Bichas Kohanim is a din daraisa. Even Bikulit. Agamar and Zeta. So therefore, what have we done? Tefillah is the Rabbanan, and Bichas Kohanim is the daraisa. There's something here which is, shall we say, not in tandem with each other. Not in sync with each other. You hear what I'm asking? Oh my gosh. It's a famous kasha, the Karameris, and Zeta, many other ask it as well. But even according to the Rabban, the Tefillah is the Rabbanan, the Chiyav of Tefillah is the Rabbanan. Rav Soloveitchik used to say the Kiyum is a Kiyum Daraisa. I'm gonna have to explain that. But otherwise it's like in cyber. What's it called? Cyber space? Let's start over here from the beginning. The Rambam has on top Labras Hashem Tefillah B'chol Yom. That's Aleph. Two, the Baruch Kohanim is Yisrael B'chol Yom. There are two mitzvahs. One is Averes Hashem. How does the Rambam define the mitzvah in the what's called the Galat HaKoteret? How do you translate that? In the Golat HaKoteret. Title. In the headline. On top. That's what the Rambam has in the introduction to every parent. The mitzvah is Avodas Hashem. Now, everyone knows that there are different ways of Avodas Hashem. Tefillah is one modality, one methodology of Avodas Hashem, but there are many other modalities, such as what's the primary, preeminent modality of Avodas Hashem?
Learning Torah.
Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov, Hashem Basi. So, Chazal say, Avdei B'Toroso, Avdei B'Migdosho. So, the Rambam, these are generally the two most probably prominent modalities for Avodas Hashem. One is to Tefillah, one is to Talmud Torah. So, the Rambam tells you the mitzvah is Avodas Hashem. But, of course, how do you go about doing it? The Tefillah B'Chol Yom. Now, we read the body of the halacha itself, halacha Aleph. Mitzvah Saseh, the Spala B'Chol Yom. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh, a positive commandment, the daven every day. The other say, Mitzvah Saseh, Lavras Hashem, Ayyidei Tefillah B'Chol Yom. But Mitzvah Saseh, the Spala B'Chol Yom, the daven Shenemah. And the problem, of course, is with the Rambam's proof, which presents major challenges. The Rambam quotes a pasuk, Va'avadtem Es Hashem Elokeichem. Anyone know where that pasuk comes from? A parsha Mishpatim. And there the Torah says, if you examine the psukim, what does the context seem to sound like? You should worship Hashem. Both He bless your lachmecha, your bread and your water. All this will Hashem do. He will remove machla, all types of illnesses and ailments from you. So, of course, one could ask an obvious question. Is that the source for tefillah? Va'avadtem es Hashem Elokeichem? It sounds like Ma'in Shmita Eitzah Har Sinai. What's the connection between that pasuk or those psukim and what the Rambam is trying to formulate? So of course the source of the Rambam is the Gemara where Maseches Tainis Tabeis on Aleph. That's the makor for the Rambam. But even that makor, if I were to ask you this pasuk, take a look what the Rambam says. Mipi Hashmua Amru Shavod Zohi Tefillah. What does Mipi Hashmua mean? We have a Masorah. That what? That this avodah refers to what tefillah? V'nema! Then the Rambam starts quoting another pasuk. U'le'avdav chalav avchem. Amru chachamim. Where's that pasuk found? U'le'avdav chalav avchem. Reshma, thank you. What did chacham say about this? Ezohi avodah shebaleiv zu tefillah. What do you say to this raya that the Rambam brings that tefillah to Isa? Don't we have, is it clear that we have an explicit pasuk that says tefillah to Isa? I'm just being cute. Is there an explicit pasuk here? Of course not. There's a pasuk that seems to be not connected to tefillah per se. We should be involved in Avodas Hashem. Then the Rambam tells you, Mipi Hashmua, Avod refers to tefillah. How does he know that? How do we know that? So normally what would we call this kind of a proof in halachic parlance? What terminology would the Gemara use to describe this kind of halachic proof? Asmachta Balma, at best. What's an asmachta? I'm sorry, Remez. Machlokes for Rishayim. Machlokes for Rambam. What the nature of asmachta is? It's asmachta, as you just described, basically you're calling the Ritva. The Ritva, many other Rishayim learn like that. Of course, the Rambam has his own position, asmachtos. Most Rishonim assume asmachta means chazal. They want to, in order that you should be able to connect a din to a pasuk. So what do? They peg it to a certain pasuk. They attach it to a certain pasuk. This is very common throughout Shas. But essentially, it's more than just pegged to a pasuk. Chazal somehow saw a connection, an internal connection, an organic connection between that pasuk and that din. So somehow the Rambam, lich ora, sees some sort of a connection between Avodah and Hashem Elokeichem and tefillah. Okay, this is not a problem I'm discussing, this is the Derech Agav. I'm presenting a problem, which is a massive problem among the Parshani Rambam. But the Rambam holds the tefillah d'oraisa. Okay, so tefillah d'oraisa. As I said, if you look here in the Keser Mishnah and the Ramban, okay, you didn't look at that, even though it's on the Ramban Kermes. Sorry? It's on the bottom of the list, Rabbi, if it's correct. Anyway, but the Ramban disagrees with the Ramban. Most of Shalom disagree with the Ramban. They assume Shilu is the Rabbanan based on the Gemara and Prophet's Chabal, but there are many other bodies also against the Ramban. I'm not discussing that issue per se. I just want to point out one thing. And that is, we have a fundamental machlokes, the Ramban, Tefillah D'oraisa, Tefillah D'rabbanan, fine, Ramban holds D'oraisa, Ramban says D'rabbanan. However, even the Ramban is of the opinion, I don't know if you saw that also, maybe you did, that there is a period of time when Tefillah is D'oraisa. That is based Tzara. During a period of Tzara, how do you translate Tzara?
Stress.
Stress, thank you. That Tefillah is also D'oraisa. There is such a concept. Tefillah D'oraisa based Tzara. Now what Tzara are we talking about? So the Ramban is based on essentially two psukim. One, the Perek in Tanakh, Melachim Aleph Perek Ches, where the Torah, the Navi describes the investiture of the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech, the Beis HaMikdash was built. And Shlomo HaMelech actually is now describing in very great detail the function of the Beis HaMikdash, which is primarily, by the way, we say it in Slidus Bahavis recently. What is the primary function of the Beis HaMikdash? Beis Tefillah. Primary function. Where is that found, that notion, that idea? Lachem al Peres. In the message of the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech declares that, and even non-Jews can come to the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem will also respond to their tefillahs. As a matter of fact, Rashi points out three times in Tanakh, Rashi in Lachem al Peres, Rashi in Bereshit, Rashi in Devarim, points out that Hashem's response to the non-Jews is, shall we say, far superior. Thank you. Not bad. We're getting to learn English language. Sweet generous. Excellent. It's actually distinctive. More so than to Jews. Why? Because not always does Hashem respond to our prayers. The pasuk says, and we say the Davni Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomei Tefillah. You know, you ever go to a taxi, you probably did. I'm not the taxi, but I'm all here and there through some Shasa Tak situation in a taxi. And the guy was talking on the telephone. Shomei Adudu! Shomei Adudu! They're talking to their whatever. Anyway, whomever, I should say, not whoever. Anyway, so the Hashem is a Shomei Tefillah. Doesn't say he's a Kabbal Tefillah. He's a Shomei Tefillah. The Rishonim on the diet. The Rabbi used to say it all. It's found in Rishonim explicitly. Hashem is a Shomei Tefillah, this is a Kabbal Tefillah. However, when it comes to a non-Jew, Rashi said three times, there's nothing to talk about. What does Hashem do? The moment the non-Jew comes to the Beis HaMikdash to daven, Hashem responds to their tefillahs. Otherwise, what will the non-Jew do? He will be Meva'eit. Meva'eit is a Lashon found also in the Beis HaKippah, based on Gemara Shavuos, Ramah. Meva'eit, what's a Meva'eit? He'll kick it. He'll run up at the Zohar. From the beginning of the Zohar, the Lashon Rabbah, what's going to be? That the non-Jew will be Meva'eit. They'll kick. I mean, that's the story with the sukkah. The sukkah next year, maybe they'll let them have a also while they're at it. Anyway, so the non-Jews Mabait, so Hashem has no choice but to respond to that tefillah affirmatively. Otherwise it'll be a chil Hashem. They'll say the whole thing is a sham, a travesty. Esek bish, there's no Eirag Lamedobar. But to us, that's not how Hashem operates. The Rabbi used to say this over in the Kodesh Shel Pesach. I don't know what I'm doing. I haven't done anything. Anyway, the Rabbi used to say in the Kodesh Shel Pesach that it's like free association. Hagadah Shel Pesach, that there the Baal HaGadah tells us Hashem promised Esau. What did he promise Esau? Harseir. Right away he gave him Harseir. But he also promised us Eretz Yisrael. What happened to us? What was our lot? The Yaakov Avano, Yaron Mitzrayim. Hashem does not always, shall we say, fulfill, implement our tefillos, but those are the non-Jews, Hashem implements the Yaakov. So Rashi writes in Tanakh, or the Gemara says a number of times, they're back over here. So now the question is, Be'ez Sarah, and the Ramban derives from that little series of psukim in I didn't write this down, in Lo Hanamal Perachas, that Be'ez Sarah. What Sarah is the Navi talking about today? You probably remember. The Navi speaks about Bat Sarah and Milchama. He talks about time of war, that's a time of great stress. He talks about Bat Sarah, famine. That's when a person has to come to Ribbono Shalom and ask Hashem Yisbarach to answer our tefillos. So the Ramban says that is Sarah is a Machai B'tefillah Daraisa. And a Raisa level, Ramban is another person. In Baloisva, the Torah says in Baloisva, Bechisavoy Muhammad be'aratzechem, alatzar, atzor, reshem. If a Muhammad comes, alatzar, what's a tzar? Tzadik resh?
Oppressor.
Tzar. Tzar is an enemy, or someone who's going to oppress you. Alatzar, reshem. And the Pasuk says, Va'arayisim achatzitzis. When he's got them there, Hashem will locate him and Moshat him be'aveich. Then, of course, Hashem will remember, and he will save you from your enemies. So you see, the Ramban says that be'ez tzorah, tfilas da'araisa. So the Ramban holds the tfilas da'abona, with the exception of what? Of an eighth tzorah. The Ramban holds tfilas is always da'araisa. But the Ramban has, in Hilas Taniyos, I think that you can hear us. If I'm not mistaken, no? Thank you. In Hilas Taniyos, there the Ramban quotes, also, so another din, that tfilah is also, I don't know what happened, oh, here it is. But the Ramban quotes, actually, another din, Hilas Taniyos, quotes the same pasuk quoted by the Ramban. Alatzar haTorah eschem areyosim vachatzotzes. Kolomar kol dam sheyitzalachem tigon. Atzores deber amen. Zaku aleim v'arim. And this is bidaki atshuva. This is not yet, of course, this week's parsha, because in Halacha Gimel the Ramban tells you something with kolkosai. Until for me to carry, the Ramban has no definition of carry, which is a rather unique definition, as opposed to the definition of Rashi and other Rishonim. But anyway, The Rambam also has a din daraisa tefila beis sara. So both the Ramban and Rambam, the Rambam's tefila in general is daraisa. Beis sara is another din daraisa tefila based on the psukim that the Ram quotes in from Baal Osa. But the Ramban says no, tefila is only daraisa beis sara. Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of the following. He said, "There's no machlokes the Ramban. They really don't argue. The only machlokes is how to define the beis sara." What's the definition of an Eitzar? So he claimed, according to Ramban, what's an Eitzar? A cataclysmic event. Named what we mentioned earlier, Rav, Batzoret, Lachamo, things of that sort. That is called an Eitzar, which is Machai Tfilah Medaraisa. According to the Rambam, he said, what is Eitzar? Our very existence. We are insecure. Existential. How do I translate this? We are essentially in a state of... What's the term someone used on me the other day? Someone who's in a free fall. That's what he called it. What's a free fall? He was talking about someone coming down, and guess what? The parachute suddenly does not work. Someone near the yeshiva. What is his state of affairs?
Falling free. He's alive. Flat.
That's what he gets at the bottom.
Right.
I'm talking about on the way down.
Well, you got to brace yourself.
So he called it a fall-free situation. I wasn't familiar with that terminology. Means he's simply floating in a downward trajectory, and perhaps he may come to that chas v'shalom situation of SBLAT. I'm not familiar with that word. But anyway, whatever the case is, we are essentially, our very existence is one which is fraught with constant challenges. We never know what's going to happen. Pasuk says in Kehelas that things could happen suddenly, and we know that often people's lives change in a very dramatic way, in a very sudden kind of way, and we're not in control at all. And therefore, our salvation contended. And why is there Rambam bolt through the Daisa? Because of this existential state of helplessness, insecurity. So the moment I heard it about 45 years ago, I quickly approached Rav Soloveitchik and asked him, Ma Bokar was it? I looked in the Rambam, I've been searching for 45 years to find the Bokar of this Rambam. So the Rav has an article about this in Reflections of the Rav, which I'm quite familiar with. I hope you are familiar with that. Some of you are familiar with that sefer. Absolutely wondrous sefer, a collection of essays by Rav Soloveitchik that were edited by Rabbi Bezdin, Zechem Nivrachot. There were two brothers. There's Ramesh Bezdin, who founded JSS, and then there's his brother, Zechem Nivrachot, who was a rabbi in Brooklyn, and collected essays by Rav Soloveitchik. So here, I'll just read to you this language that Rav Soloveitchik uses when he describes his machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. Maimonides, that's the Rambam, regarded prayer as one of the fundamental principles of Judaism. Nachmanides, that's Ramban, did not acknowledge tefillah as a biblically required norm, but rather, what does Ramban say? I should read the Lashon of the Ramban, because that's also important. The Ramban writes, in Sefer Mitzvos again, which is the bottom of the list, Badai, kol inyan hatfilah, ein achov klal. He knows me by now, Rabbi Ephraim. You don't understand me. Maybe one or two people know me. I'm full of quips. Q-U-I-P-S. What does that mean, quips? Sorry. Quip is not exactly a joke, but maybe you'll look it up in your Google head. Bari Kolini Asfila in a Chedra Klau.
How do you pronounce it?
Q-U-I-P-S. Bari Kolini Asfila in a Chedra Klau, says the Ramban. Aval hu mi midas chesed haberi izbarach. What is the idea of Tfila? Shh. Just try to do it quietly. It's for the midah of the chesed of Hashem izbarach. Sheshomea va'onya v'chol kareinu elav. Hashem, what does he do? Shomea va'onya. As the Ramban presents this, tefillah is a chesed, one of the greatest chasadim of Hashem is baruch, that he hears and responds to our queries, to our supplication. One second. V'ikra akosu l'ovda v'chol abate mitzaseh sh'tiyah kol abadoseinu l'okel yitzaleh v'chol abaveinu. Means he takes the Ramban and says, that refers to Hashem in general. Ain't there shum keshu l'tefillah. Not connected to tefillah, but the Ramban is of the position, that's what Rav Soloveitchik writes here, that this is a chesed. But it's the Rabbanan. Ramban means many, many rayas from the Gemara, that's supported by some of the Kesemisha, the Sefer Mitzvahs, to support that. However, I told you, in times of great stress, even the Ramban holds that what? That tefillah is daraisa. And there's no question that the Ramban had that position. And here's what the Rav said. I just want to read this piece, if you don't mind. The views of Maimonides and Nachmanides can be reconciled. Both regarded prayer as meaningful only as derived from a sense of tzara. They differ in the understanding of the word. Maimonides regarded daily life itself as being existentially in straits. Straits of Magellan, S-T-R-A-I-T-S. Inducing in the sense of the person a feeling of despair, a brooding sense of life's meaningless absurdity, lack of fulfillment. It is a persistent sorrow. B'chol yom daily. The word sorrow suggests an emotional, intellectual condition which man sees himself as hopelessly trapped in a vast, impersonal universe, desolate without hope. Out of this sense of discomfiture, prayer emerges. But the Rav has another fascinating insight, offered in comfort and security. Prayer is a paradox. Modern methods of suburban worship and plus synagogues notwithstanding. But anyway, the point of the Rav is that essentially tefillah emanates from what? A sense of total dependence on Hashem Yisbarach. Ke'ene avodim el yad adoneyem. Ke'ene shifch al yad gvirta. Ke'ene enen al Hashem alokeinu ad sheyachadeinu. That means the way an eved looks to his master and a shifcha looks to her mistress. That's how I want you to look to Hashem Yisbarach. So the way Rav Soloveitchik understood the Rambam, that mikevan, that life is essentially a death crisis, that's the mark of a tefillah. I have yet to be mabarer what the source of this hesber is, and Rav Soloveitchik said it so many times that I, what can I say? I don't know what the marker is. Maybe you find the marker for me, I'll appreciate it, I'll be marker told to you for the next 120 years. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I haven't done anything. I just it really was just playing around until then. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Why did the Ramban say that he listens to Chumaya and responds? I thought he only says that he listens.
I'm happy you noticed that. Ramban says, Shomea v'ina, v'chol k'ina v'ina. Wow. It's against the Diyuk of our salvation. Because it's Malchus, the Shomea t'fila. So how do you reconcile what the Ramban says? Ramban quotes a pasuk. You know, the greatness of Klal Yisrael, Ramban is calling the Pasuk in Dvarim, you're familiar with the Pasuk. It said there are two great distinctive aspects of Klal Yisrael. Ki mi god gadol, asher lo chukim mishpatim tzadikim, ki chol atar azeis asher anoich inoiz in atleich habayon, that's one Pasuk. The second Pasuk is, ki mi god gadol, asher lo yelokim krovim elov, kashem elokeinu, v'chol kohen elov, that's the Pasuk that Ramban is quoting. It's Eva Mitzvah. So what does it say there? Who is god gadol, you know, god in Lashon Gviya? Physiognomy, the guy in the Mishnah points it out. Kimi goy godo, Hashem loy Elohim krevi meilav. Hashem is close to us. Hashem alokeinu b'chol kerein eilo. Has that to be reconciled with this passage that says Hashem is yotli shomea tefillah? Is there not a stira between the two? So, okay, it's not my problem really. I hope you don't mind. I can't deal with this. It'll take me another hour and I'm going to get off the top. It's not my topic. Oh, maybe you'll think about it. You'll present me an answer by Mitzvah Hashem. On the way to what he called to Miron, you will think about this matter. And then you'll call me up and tell me the answer.
Write down.
Those both are correct, obviously. At the end of the day, Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. What's the deal that one can do to die? Okay, I'm not going to give away the answer. Fine. Yesh makom l'dayik. What's the deal I want to say?
Okay, answer.
Yeah.
My head doesn't work as quickly.
Okay, fine. I want to now go to the main my main issue, which is the issue of here, the Gemara and Brachas. So, the Gemara and Brachas that you have in front of you, and that there are two Gemaras, and they numbered. And again, we'll start with the Gemara Lamed Aleph, since it's the top number one. Yom Lishalavim Tzuachav Yachavim Yisbalel. What does the Gemara say? There's a Hachamim that what should a person do? He should ask Hashem for his tzvachim, which of course refers to what? Bakasha. And then Yahavi Yisbala. And then what should he do? After that, what's Yisbala referring to?
Sheva.
Thank you. So of course the Gemara says what? The Maskana was Gemara say, Lishmoa la Rina ve la Tfila. Gemara says, Rina is the Tfila. Tfila is the Bakasha. And then the Gemara at the end points out, it says, En Omer, Dover Achar Emes Yatsi, Bavlachar HaTfila, Tfila, 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 Tf So Rashi right away in the spot points out, what does the Hacham mean now? Ishalom Mitzvachah says Rashi, which means the brachas, the intermediate brachas of Shemeneser, correct? How many are there? 13. Atachonim. And then you'll daven the last, at the end of your, this, shall we say, prayer to supplication, you'll say the three brachas of Shevach. Rina refers to Tula of Shevach, Bakosha Shelas Tvachim. So right away, there's an obvious question on this Havamin of the Gemara. Namely, the Gemara says in brachas elsewhere, also Gemara Megillah, the whole daf in Megillah. But in brachas is the Gemara that you learned. Where's that Gemara that you learned? I didn't write it down. I should have written it down, but I did not do so. Namely, Shimon Apakuli, the Gemara says. Where is that found? Somewhere in the fourth paragraph. The Gemara says, on Chofes. That there's a Seder HaBrachos, correct? Where's that Gemara?
Bottom of the base.
Thank you. So the bottom of Chofes in the base. It's a simple Gemara Megillah in Yudayim. Two lines in the bottom. Turn it up on the Shimon HaKul, the Hizdir, Yudches Brachos, the Zer HaMulil, I'll say to the Abner. What does it say, Hizdir? What does it mean, Hizdir?
Order.
There's an order. There's a Seder for the Brachos. The Gemara Megillah in Yudayim in the base explains the Seder of the Brachos, correct? Why? One Bakash will fall upon the heel of the other. And there's obviously a juxtaposition, so we have a clear statement. His dear. His dear means it's a Seder HaBrachas. So what in heaven's name? You have to wait a few minutes. There's a delay over here. And that's how it works. So the question is, what's the Havamin of the Gemara? He was misaking Brachas on a Seder. What's the Gemara kid telling us here? Xeras HaKosim? We need Xeras HaKosim to tell us the Shema Barina Bela Tfilah. And the Gemara says that you can't be mocked in Bakosha to Shevach. As a matter of fact, look at Lashon Rambam there, since we started already with the Rambam and Berakal for the Fila, Allah the base. And the Rambam is very Meduyok, as you probably are aware. The Rambam says over there, Allah the base, the following. I'm going to turn the page, if you don't mind. So the Fika Noshim, Babam Chayim Bitvila, the Mitzase Shalah Zman Grama, this is also a very striking statement in the Rambam, from the Korshim Ha'omidon. What does the Gemara say in Rambam that you learned? Why are women chayim tefillah? What's the Gemara say? I would thought the Gemara says women are potter. It's mitzvah seish adman grama. Kamashlo women are chayim because tefillah is rachamim, and women also need rachamim. Men need a lot more rachamim, but women certainly also need rachamim. Does Rambam come up with this idea? Rambam comes up with something new. Noshim chayim tefillah pishim mitzvah seish adman grama. Is that true? Or is tefillah mitzvah seish adman grama? Doesn't the Gemara say erev ahogim b'tzayim asicha liyam avish makreli? 3 times a day, we daven, correct? We daven more than 3 times a day. Okay, you all Rabbi Yechid. Halavai she's followed Kalayan Kula. The Rishonim have a whole discussion on that dinner Rabbi Yechid. What does he refer to? Machu big machu is Rishonim and Dr. Mara. But the Rambam comes up with something new. But I'm not interested in this Rambam. I'm just telling you the issue. El Chiyav Mitzvah Zu Kachu. What's El Chiyav HaMitzvah? Look what the Rambam says. This is a very, very, very striking Rambam for many reasons. Says the Rambam, Shehe Odom, Mispadel, Mischanin, Bechol Yom. What is that? A general statement, I'm supposed to be mispalel and mischanin b'chol yom. Next, umagid shvacha u'shalakad b'bochum. What does he do?
Shevach.
V'achag shal tzvacha u'shim tzorach lehem, b'bakosha b'tchina. What's that called? Bakosha.
But also before it was bakosha. Shevach mispalel and mischanin b'chol yom.
That's exactly the question I already asked. V'achag v'esin shevach odoy al Hashem, al ha-teva shishmi alo kalecha v'yachim b'kocha. So what is that first statement, as Rabbi Rimlai asked correctly? And then the Rambam speaks about Shevach Bakosha Baidah, which many assume the Shita's Rambam is that Tfilah Daraisa, which the Rambam holds, what does it consist of? Tripartite, 3 segments. What are the 3 segments? Shevach Bakosha Baidah. This is a very famous Magen Avraham. The Rambam has a field in this Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that women, notice that this Halacha Bay speaks about women. I think you can turn it back on. I don't know if you're allowed to. You have to wait till the. You have to wait?
What do you have to wait for?
Some light over there, correct? Okay, I hope you won't asphyxiate in the process. Anyway, the Rambam began with Noshim, and then the Rambam goes on to say, Shah Bakosha Baidah says, Magen Avraham, women who say a tefillah in the morning, Ayotze, the Chiyav Daraisa, a tefillah, but they should make sure they had a Bakosha. The Rambam thought that Magen Avraham is referring to Modeh. Modeh Ani Chmadech HaMalach HaMikayim, that everyone says, Andrew, when you get up in the morning, you're still in your bed, you don't have to get out of your bed, you can say it while you're still in your pajamas, because there's no Shem Hashem, Anyway, so there, that's what women say, and they all say the chiv da isa tefila. There are many Sfardi women who follow that actual prescription. The only problem is there's one thing missing. What's missing in that Moda Ani Lefanecha Melech Avikayim? Moda is Hodah. Melech Avikayim is obviously Shevach. What's missing? Kakosha. So yes, a Kakosha, and Yotzeh Chiv Daraisa of the Rambam Shita here. So the Rambam seems to hold that there are three components of Tfila Daraisa. Shevach, Bakosha, and Hodah. These are the three components. Daraisa, Tfila. The problem is, as Rabbi Rimla asked, what's the first statement of the Rambam that needs separate attention? I'm not doing it right now. But it's interesting, the Rambam's Lashon also is Umagid Shvacho Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Lashon also requires attention. The reason why I'm telling you it requires attention, because the Mefarshim here in the Rambam, the Pashoni HaRambam assume, what's the marker for this Rambam? What's the marker for this statement in the Rambam? The answer is the Gemara of the Zohar Lazayim on the Beis, and the Gemara also in Brachis that I wrote down over here, I believe, on the Daf Beis of Melal. Name it, what does the Gemara say? Dorash Rapsiloi. And what does Rapsiloi say? The Olam?
Yisadu Adam Shifra.
Yisadu Adam Shvokha Shavokam Yachaka Yisbalo. That's the Gemara in Masechet Daf Zohar. Rashi Daf Zohar, Daf Zayin on the Beis. If you look at the Rashi over there, Rashi explains, what does it mean Yisad there? Three brachas we show us. Avos Gurus Lush Hashem. There's no tefillah, Rashi says. There's no what? No bakosha. There's only shevach. And then the other brachas you have dibre bakosha. So what does Rashi assume? That in effect you have initially, you have to have what? First shevach, then followed by bakosha. The Gemara actually even has a Megillah. I don't think I wrote that down. The Gemara says Megillah. I forgot what that is. Where's that defes? That come up. The Gemara says that a person is hamisaper v'shivcha shakadosh baruch hu yesi midai yekam al oilam. You say too much shevach, then you're going to be uprooted. So it has to be done, obviously, with a very clear seder. But what I just want to be like, Lashon Rambam, that Rav Simlo used what Lashon? The Odom, Yisader Odom. What does the Rambam say? Umagid Shmachah Shagadah Bohu. That needs attention. Why did Rambam change Lashon Gemara? That's the Mokar, the Divya Rambam. But I go back to the original question. My original question was, and there's an obvious question, namely, on this Gemara over here. The Havamid, Yochel Yishal Odom Tzorachah, number one. The Achadi Yisbalel, what exactly is the Gemara doing over here? What's the Havamina? There's a Seder. Rav Shimon Bekuli was besaking Brachas al Seder, the Gemara in Chavches of a Beis, and the Gemara in Nafi Zayin of a Beis of Megillah. So what in heaven's name is going on over here? So Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of another one of his favorite, shall we say, theories, which he propounded many, many times, that really one has no right to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tefillah. How could finite man approach an infinite God? My Rebbe, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal, said that it's essentially a pasuk kahalas. The Rav did not quote this pasuk. Elokim b'shamayim v'yad v'loretz al kein yud dvarecha ma'ati. Hashem is up there, and where are we?
Down.
Al kein yud dvarecha ma'ati. Take a look at the Svarno, Ibn Ezra. Many Rishayim come in that pasuk kahalas. Essentially this idea. What right do we have to reproach the Ribbono Shel Olam? A person who's bent to Musa, we are finite man, we are weak, we are Lilliputian, we are Moli Averis, full of sins, full of transgressions. It's a chutzpah to approach the Ribbono Shel Olam and ask for this, and ask for that, and ask for something else. So the whole idea is almost preposterous. So what's the header? I saw that you can settle the table. Let me just mention the table, Shekhech, to basically save my life. So the Rav said, you need a matir. One of those favorite topics. What does matir mean? You need permission. You need some sort of, how to translate matir? You need a dispensation. In order to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask my own personal tzrachim. What is that based on? Where's the matir? So the Rav said, the matir is this Gemara. The Gemara says, the Shmoyel Arina Belat Fila. The person approached HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how? First by Shvachim Mekilusim, by praising Hashem Yisbarach Kerek, and that's what Ezra and his best have told him, Masakim, Yudches Brachas HaShvanaseh. What's the Seder HaTfila? First Gilu Rishonos is, Avos Gurus Lush Hashem, which refers to Shevach, and once we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we can subsequently go ahead and do what? Ask Hashem for HaBakosh HaShvachim. The Rav actually brought many riots to this Yisod. Maybe I should mention one or two. I don't know. There were 20 riots. This Yisod. Although, I didn't write this down, actually. But the riots are well known. The other day, I started up with Avi Miller today. Father, I waited 3 days. From Monday till Wednesday. I wanted to Shas Yitzchak to approach him. A Raisa to come to Rastabe. What can I do? I can run times. Anyway, so the I went to Bahavir on Monday. I came here early for a reason. And that's why I dabbed here. Usually I dabbed in my shul Bahav in there. The entire Bahav is there. Not that there are too many people in attendance. Baruch Hashem, we have a minion. We have 3 million of all say Bahav in my shul. Someone asked me already a number of times, Harav. Harav will tell this bowl. Shaharav is bowl. Baba Lachan Tzuch in this bowl. Hashem, you want to tell me? Yes?
No, I just translated if you want.
Go ahead.
I think it means that I will suffer and suffer worry and suffer.
Why do we have to suffer with the Rab? So I said it's a pasuk. Ima anochi betzor. Tzora, I use that word. Tadi mashma. Based on the Ramban Shita and Rama. And they saw two of us. Tzrichas Ba'ah, to me, is based on the Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara there talks about the Tzrichas in general. You remember Moshe Rabbeinu, Pashuk Kisisa, you call that? What happened? There was a Chet, the Chet Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu then was Hashem to what? To forgive us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nisati Moshe Atzibur, the Rav was very machmir. Moshe Atzibur should not have been Nisati, that's not like Gemara. And what does it say over there? Herod Moshe say, V'afilo, Kol Zman Sheyisoh Chetu L'Fonai, Yasu Kiseidu Azeh, V'Aniyem Kol Ohem. So what do you see? There's a Seder. That's the Bush points out. Two actually, that's the Rav pointed out, Slichas, that you do remember Slichas in Rosh Hashanah time. Hello, they believe with Slichas. How does Slichas begin? With what Fila?
Ashrei.
You have the Ashrei? I'm sorry? No, we don't go straight to Hashem and Bagad. That's like skipping the high school. But we, the introduction of this. Hashem bless him. The introduction, that means that you have a refuah shleimah. The beginning of Slichas, the beginning, Shomei Tefillah Adav Gavasi Yavo, the Rav showed us how that introduction is, as in it, Avos Gavuras Gush Hashem. I can't get into it right now. And then in the middle, what do we say? What tefillah do we say? Everyone says it out loud. Shema Koleinu. And then at the end, we say Tachanon, so it's a Mibnev Shulasa. That's a Mabush, it's not about salvation, it's finished. And then he discovered Gracious, he discovered Genesis. There were many others before him who, Hashem, also God's fighting. I told you, reminds me of the story where I'm living your day without salvation, come across the Shach, and you're there. Also, it can't be, it can't be. What can be? He's Shikul Tilav Shach is in Abchayim. How could the Shach spill the beans before Abchayim? Shach wasn't that alone. It's amazing. Anyway, so you have a Seder. What do you mean a Seder? There's an order. There's a Mivneh. So this idea is also in Avodah Zarah. You look at the Gemara Dazayin over here in Avodah Zarah. In Zirak said, I believe. The Gemara said in Avodah Zarah here in Dazayin of days. Sorry, I wrote down the walk. I didn't look it up. I thought I had the master. I apologize to you. I just wrote down the Mamre Pemis because you needed them. Look at it. Anyway, so here, if you look at the same Gemara, Gemara Dashim is over here, Rav Simloi is Allah, correct? Bottom of the page, Gedash Rav Simloi, Zolim Nisadu Odom, Shifto Shabok, and Achati Nisbalo. Of course, he's the right for whom? For Moshe Rabbeinu. Knows the right Moshe Rabbeinu. And what's the right Moshe Rabbeinu? Well, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to get into Eretz Yisrael, so what happened? Well, it's Chanan Vashem, Vaisa Yilemor, he's basically, David, many tefillos, Chazal say, and Hashem Elokim Atzach Hilos Elaros Es Abdecha Es Godecha Es Yodcha Zoka Hashem Mikiel Hashemayim Baruch Hashem Yasech Em Asech Em Asech All that is Shevach and then following that the Makosha everyone knows the Eretz Eretz Atova Hashem Yehva Yarin so you have Machon Sanoim over here Machon Zavolos Rav Yeshua regarding this matter if you look over there on Chesed Aleph you didn't say that Rav Yeshua learns from Moshe Rabbeinu that's the Seder Shevach Val Vav Makosha Abelazar said, "You know enough, Moshe Rabbeinu. Why should I mention the Rav Gubrei? Moshe Rabbeinu is sweet, generous. Thank you. And therefore, you can't bring a rhyme for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is unique, is distinctive. He's in his own world. Anyway, the reason why I mentioned the Gemara here in Avodah Zarah. So now, take a look at the other Gemara that we have also Xerox, namely On Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph, which is the Gemara quotes this din, as you can see, on Lamed Beis, right? The Gemara was referenced to whom? To Moshe Rabbeinu. Same Gemara in Abu Zara, it's also found also in Masechta Brachos, Daf Lamed, where is it again? On Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph, as you can see over here. Now, I do want to note to you, and I assume you're familiar with it, that there are now two Gemaras that seem to be saying the same thing. One Gemara brings a ride from where? From Shlomo HaMelech, Shmuel Avinu Melchizedek. One brings a ride from where? Moshe Rabbeinu. Correct? There's a Mekiva again. I don't know if you noticed it. Gein HaShas, the Bamal Aleph. He doesn't say much. So it's hard to know what he's asking, but it's Pasha what he's asking. The Mekiva is bothered by basic kasha, namely, which Raya is stronger? The Raya that Gemara brings from an Amira, Rasim Loi, very fine fella. I can show him that. You have nothing against it. Or the Raya from Moshe Rabbeinu, or from Shlomo HaMelech. The Shmuel Avinu Melech Tefila. The Gemara is bothered by the Kasha, he doesn't say anything. He just refers it to that Gemara. And that's what he's bothered by.
Isn't the Raya from Moshe refuted?
The Raya from Moshe Rabbeinu is not refuted. This Mahon is telling me whether we accept that Raya in the Hadith means of Lazar Meshua. One does not accept it because Rab Gurei. But at the end of the day, the fact of the matter is that one of them does bring a Raya from Moshe Rabbeinu. Anyway, he asks Akasha, the Kiveg is bothered here, number three, on the Marmakar machine, that Bechur, it seems that the Raya from Shlomo HaMelech, that's a, perhaps a Raya, the Shmuel Avinu Melech Tefila, is stronger than the Raya. And the reason I brought it to Tosefta, number two, is that Tosefta says the same thing. Tosefta. You know what Tosefta means? A collection of rices. Okay, but it's neither here nor there. What I'm interested in, since you already have the Gemara and Lamed Aleph in front of you, I'll just show you two things. One, the Gemara and Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says, a whole series of Gemaras here, when you daven, how do you have to daven? Mitoch Halav HaPasuka, Lo Mitoch Atzlus, Lo Mitoch Atzlus, right? You shouldn't be lazy, you shouldn't be sad, you shouldn't have melancholia, but rather you should not be Mitoch Simchus Shal Mitzvah. There are famous texts here. Texts that this is the marker for what? For saying what before davening? Suka Dizim and Asher before davening. You know the tesis? Did my master Rabbanan? Did I write it down? No, sorry. But look at the tesis here. I'm not allowed to put it out. Master Rabbanan. Lachem and Yisdalim, we talk kind of slow. If the person is in a joking, kind of banter mood, one cannot doubt with Hashem and Torah. Some people are part of the field of gossip. Anyway, so El Bitov, Kavod Rosh, for Simcha Shal Mitzvah. So you have to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Kavod Rosh. Kavod Rosh means what? A kind of serious type of being, M-R-E-A. And therefore you have to say, so the Zimra and Asher before davening. So what is the thesis? Apparently, the reason why we say Asher, so the Zimra is in order to be able, Lama B'Tfilah B'Tef, what the Gemara says, Simba Shul Mitzvah. Now, what do you see from here? That Tfilah requires a Matir. As a matter of fact, what does it mean? So the Zimra, apparently, is also a Matir. A Matir for what? For continuing onto the next stage. What's the next stage of the Zimra? What do we say after Pesukah Zimra? The Rosh of Kriya Shema. So apparently before you say Rosh of Kriya Shema has to be preceded by what? By Pesukah Zimra, by Ashrei. That's a matir to go on and say Pesukah Zimra. Very strange and very fascinating. The riff. This I did tell you to look at. Did I not? Wow, I'm doing too well. The riff over here in Brachas. You want to see it? Yes, of course you want to see it. If you don't see it, you won't appreciate it. Look at the written prophets. You'll see, okay, in my pagination, that's a word by the way for the issue. It's on page 44. In an ondin, the Rift quotes the Gemara of the Zara, and the Rift also quotes our Gemara on the days, quotes the Gemara of the Dalai. You see the Rift over here? On page 44. I don't know, I've got page, well, you have the smartphone Gemara, so maybe you'll tell them what page it's on. I can hold them up. See where it says, Sholom Tzorcham Shomea Tzila. He quotes this time, the Bryce of Ozome, the old Mishalom Tzorcham, the Hakim of Tzorcham. He quotes him right out of the Zor. I'm sorry. I don't need, I have the Gemara in front of me.
Tzorcham
Tzorcham Tzorcham Tzorcham Tzorcham Tzorcham Tzorcham Tzorcham Tzorcham Tzorcham Tzorcham Tzorcham Tzorcham Tzorcham Tzorcham Tzorcham Tzorcham Tzorcham Tzorcham Tzorcham Tzorcham. You have Chodei Zor Beis over there? I'm sorry, I don't know if the page is on. Sama, thank you, I'm sorry. See where the Rif says? Tanya, Avalot Omer, Yassin Abba Mezor, Barakama. You see what I'm talking about?
The Rif on Lama Nal.
Yeah, I don't know where the Rif is.
In the old Rogers, it's on that. The old one, it's on that. Days with Days.
No, this is the verse over here. What are the first words?
It says that the first words are Tanya, Rabbalaza Omer. The other Nishalam Mitzvah that having his balance tells you the first. That's strange. This is the Psak of Rabbalaza, right? We don't pass it like this. But he said the person should be shown Tzvacha Biyahana Yisbalel. What does that mean? Rashi explains what it means. And Rashi over the other rib also is the identical Rashi. First the person should say Atachone, the Brach of Akasha, and then Yisbalel, then it should damage from Esrei, the Gimel Rishon Osein Sheva. You hear what he's saying? And he quotes Tzokin, and then finally the rib tells you the Halacha, and the course of it, the Rif quotes the Gemara that a person should not be shalom tzvacha b'shalosh rishonos, below b'shalosh achronos, yelo b'mtzoyos. It means that you only should ask bakasha the intermediate 13 brachos. And then he quotes the Gemara Lamadal, which you are familiar with. Namely, the first three brachos are accountable to an Eved, who's misadir shevach, the meirabo. Again, the word misadir. I want to point that out, because the Rambam says, umagid, shvacho, shvacho, shvacho. Here it says misader, and the middle ones are compatible to an Eved, Shemavakish Bras Mirabo. Yes, he's ready for what? For a Bras, for a
peace.
How do you translate Bras? A prize, okay. And Achronos, a double Eved, Shemakabo Bras Mirabo, Nitro. Then he quotes the Gemara of Darash Rapsimloy. You see that at the end? The Yolam, Yisadar Adam Shrava Shabakom, Yachak Yisbalel, Minolam, he has to write from where? The Noshir Abbeinu. So, what exactly is the Rif doing over here? It's amazing that the Rif quotes this dinner of Sibloy, and right after that he quotes another Gemara to look at the next piece of the Rif, a Gemara in Shabbos, which talks about Sibid Zimmer, Yichalk in Gomri Halva Chalyom. The Gemara in Shabbos, a famous Gemara, the Gemara discusses the Stira, that one Gemara says that Yichalk in Gomri Halva Chalyom, Rabbi Yeshi says, my challenge should be with those who say Halva every day. Then the Gemara quotes a statement, Kalom Halva Chalyom, Haris Bechar from the Gazef. You say halal every day, you're guilty of blasphemy. What does Gemara say? So one refers to the halal mitzvah that we say on Yom Tov. So if you say that every day, that's b'charav megadif. That's considered to be an act of chiruv v'gidduf. That's blasphemy. Hashem came. The halal that we should say every day is which halal? The halal of Tzvi Dezimra. So what's very fascinating here is that with the mashma, that according to the Rif, why do I say Tzvi Dezimra every day? That's the dinner of Shabbat. Rav Simloy is the makar for what? For the same Suda Dezimra. What's the pshat in that? Again, the same idea, Ilan Soloveitchik pointed out, the same idea that first one has to say Shevach, that's a matir to go further into the Rebbe's Kriya Shema. By the way, just to mention to you the din that's discussed, that this Rabbi Yehuda is very familiar with, because it's the Mechaber, famous Mechaber, and it's also Mr. Rua, says Vashkenazi, we don't hold like that. Let's say a person comes late to davening. It happens even the best of the yeshivas. Of course, you have to come to davening. But anyway, so if a person comes late to davening, and what happens? The tzibur already finished with the zimra. So now the question: what do you do? What are you supposed to do? So what do Ashkenazim have to do? Shabbat plus the Mishka Tzankin. That what does he say? You have to minimally daven which three tefillos? Ashrei and Yishtabel. However, the Rabbi Shainim who point that out, it's not the finish of the Mishka Tzankin. It's called by God. Anonymous, it's called by other Rishonim who say that. Now the question is why? The answer is because, and they point out, you can't say Pesukim Dezim, you have to daven. It's not a very, very famous issue. The Mechaber passes not like that. What's the Rabbi Pshita? No, you skip the whole Pesukim Dezim, and you go right away to Pesukim Dezim. That's the Rabbi Pshita. But the Ashkenazim do not do that. And it's based on Agos Magnolias. Other Rishonim also point out that the Pesukim Dezim. I'm sorry?
Ashkenazi is going to miss food, but you still can't do that.
He cannot. That's right. Why? Because it's a matter. A din matter. That's not something you understood. Yes, the answer is yes. Yes. Remember, there's a thesis here also on Daf Lamed Aleph. You see the thesis that we do? You guys read these thesis? The third symptom, thesis says, look at that thesis again here, Lamed Aleph. He says, Zondiri Tantum Shal Teira. He tells you, I referred you to, I'm not to say that. Yes, I did, number 10. There's a famous Rashi on Nadal of the Bay. It's probably the most famous Rashi in all the Sabbath. So I'll let you have a field day with this Rashi. Look at Nadal of the Bay. Is it in a sleep of Gul and Tila? You're familiar with that? I'm telling you, it's a Dushim. Correct? What's the Chazul of the Tila based on? Based on two, Rashi has two explanations. One is the Znizos of two Prokim Tila, Mites and Chav, correct? The juxtaposition of these two Prokim. Then the West Park Mites, look at Rashi Dalam the base. Okay, I'll find the Rashi, sorry. Rashi quotes number one. Everyone has Rashi? Zah Somet. The Kolshke and the Shachas, the Eagle Gloss, Mitzvah, the Shachas have it. You have two prokets that are summer to each other, correct? One parak ends, Hashem Tzuri V'Gali. Next parak is, Yam Hashem Yom Tzara. Smich Azgula L'Tfila. Tfila refers to what? Bakosha, Tzara. And Hashem Tzuri V'Gali, Sheva. Next Rashi. Next part of Rashi. Rashi the brothers of Yerushalmi, he's the Rashi I'm talking about. Someone does not do this, he's likened to a guy who traveled a long distance to see the king and to enter the inner throne room. For what purpose? To ask the king for all kinds of requests. Yotza Melech, the king comes out finally after he travels a long distance, and guess what? Where did he go? He disappeared. Barach, Ne'am, says Rashi. Ahu Hifli. What does Hashem do? So what should a person do? Look at this language of Rashi. What should a person do? When you approach Hashem, how do you do it? First you are engaged in Shevach. You praise Hashem. You're engaged in Kilusim. What are Kilusim?
Praises.
Praises, thank you. That's what brings you close to Hashem is Barach. Once I'm within his, shall we say, four L's? What? Once I'm in the inner chamber, as Rashi tells you here, also the same Yisod. Namely, Yisod being that, what's the order?
Shevach.
Shevach.
But here it's a different reason. It's that the Shevach, if somebody says Shevach and leaves it at that, it's an insult to the king. It needs to follow. You can't just say Shevach and not say Bakasha.
100%. That's 100% correct. This gets to another issue which I can't talk about right now. And that's the issue, what is the epicenter of Tfilah? Is the epicenter of Tfilah Shevach? Or is the epicenter of Tfilah really Bakasha? That's what Rabbi Rimmel is pointing out. And the Shevach that precedes the Bakasha is only a Chatimtsa to get to the Bakasha. That's Mashmah for this Rashi. Not only that, this Rashi, Kibbutz says it before, there are many aspects of this Rashi, but one of the aspects is what he just pointed out. The Shevach is a Hechatimtza for the Bakosha. The Ikra is the Bakosha. That's the Ikra of Tfilah. Now, so then she thought that this issue is a Machlokes into the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Okay, that needs so much attention. Whether what the Ikra is, as a matter of fact, those of you who know anything about Mahabdim or the Valfi Abdolos, other religions, I think it's more important for us to know about your own religion. And that's what you spend your lifetime studying. And then, after that lifetime, then you can worry about other religions.
Hey, Salevi.
That
someone, I forgot who asked, someone asked if he could learn other, like, wisdom. And so the Rebbe wrote a passage with the guys over Yom HaValayla, and if he finds time.
What about Gemara with Lachasad test? Anyway, the kids, so the, that's the Gemara, the Beis HaLevi is quoting with. He's the Gemara says that, Ma'am Anisho, Ma'am Tikal Tarim Kula, Ma'am Shinam HaChok Biyavavim, Say Lama'am, Shosh HaNoel, Ma'am HaLayla, Shinam HaChok Biyavavim, That's a poor Gemara. Anyway, the Pankot Lama Shadeh. The main thing is that this Rashi is saying that Shevach is a Yechatim Tzu B'Vakosh, and the Ikr is Vakosh. The Rav here went to town, one of his, besides Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, he contends other religions hold that the key is praise. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you know anything about Catholicism. Are you
older? Next lifetime.
That's for sure.
I'm saying after this lifetime, I
can
learn about it.
The only hint there is in Mark Sanhedrin, Mohammed Mahiris. I see you all my head. What? When I was a younger man, I'm still a very young man, but I went to a course in the yeshiva, and they taught the New Testament.
What yeshiva?
Okay, anyway, so they wanted me to read the New Testament. so I myself had not really gone through the Old Testament sufficiently. Old Testament versus the Tanakh. There's a Gemara in Brachas, you know the Gemara. Gemara says it's supposed to learn Tanakh.
Yeah.
What's the Gemara? Which Gemara in Brachas says it? The
Rashi says, don't go
Kishut.
What?
That's it,
is that
Gemara in Brachas? As far as I know. But anyway, the Gemara says in Brachas. Middle Benechim and Ayigoy. You can't use the Gemara, it won't work. Middle Benechim and Ayigoy. So Rashi says, Al Tamilim Bemiko, Yosim Midai. Not too much. But Chav Dalek Kishutim, as Rabbi Rimmel said, certainly you have to do minimally. 24 Svarim and Tanakh, you gotta learn. That you haven't taught the Chokhavas enough. So Rashi Kisisa, it's also Tanakh is part of our. I don't know if you're familiar with Tanakh. Nach. You know, I have a Nach that they sold me. I have 3 copies of it. As you know, I tend to have a lot of copies of a lot of things. Anyway, that Nach does not have the Chumash Megillus. I pushed went out of my element. I had a cow. Anyway, so the. I went back to the Medrash Svarim. I said, Chaser po Chamesh Megillot, Beishu Shoshak Lachim Kailu. Mekachtos! Harav Zalo Mekachtos. Kach in peace with that Tanakh. He tells me. Anyway, back here. So why did I get up to this? The Chavdala, what am I talking about now? So back to the, what is the Iker? Is the Iker Shevach? So by then the Iker is Shevach. By us the Iker is clearly Bakosha. How do I know that? So the Rabbah is not very serious. And the Iker is Bakosha. First of all, if you remember, and this needs actually a lot of, it's not really the topic I'm talking about, but this Rashi seems to say it almost explicitly. What does Bakosha show, by the way? Bakosha shows one thing, that we are dependent on Hashem. That's really the sort of feeling. If you read the Ramban over there in Sefer Mitzvos, you see that very clearly. That sense of being kafir to Hashem is the essence of all tefillah. That Hashem is the Kol Yochel. He's the only one who's capable of answering our tefillos. And that's what one should feel, a sense of utter and absolute dependence on Hashem. That's the key to what tefillah is all about. What's the nature of the... Okay. I just want to... Okay, maybe I should not, that's what I want to talk about, so that's why I better just keep the topic that I'm supposed to talk about. There's a Gemara later on, you're familiar with this Gemara. The Gemara said, what happens, this happens to me sometimes. I'll finish the first story before I get to the second. So I asked the Nodim Godel, Rabban Soloveitchik Zatzal, if I'm allowed to read the New Testament. It's in the 60s. Rabban Soloveitchik told me he started counting the Surah Daraisa. I was involved in reading the New Testament. So I realized that there's a problem. So I went back to the professor, and I told him, I heard from... I've heard in the Rabban Soloveitchik that there's some Nesuv Darais involved over here. So he then said, okay, let's go see the Shira. And we went to visit Rabban Soloveitchik, who was always around, and always learning, of course. And he then said to Rabban Soloveitchik, did you speak to this young man? He said, yes. And I told him there are several Nesuv Darais. The only half is Muhammad Al-Iris. I don't think this young man, who was a very young man at that time, I'm referring to yours truly, I don't think that young man was the holy by the Muhammad Al-Iris. So Rabban Soloveitchik, he asked me, are you involved in theological disputations with members of other faith communities? I know what he's talking about. But anyway, I certainly was not involved in theological disputations with members of other faith communities. I was not involved in any kind of ecumenical dialogue that I grew up. I barely had dialogue with myself or with the Almighty. Let me just finish the point. Anyway, so I understood that I cannot... Anyway, I got up to her. I was exempted from reading the New Testament. Thanks to Avant Television. Then the professor asked Rabban Soloveitchik, has the Rosh Hashiva read the New Testament? Rabban Soloveitchik said, I know it by heart. I was flipping out. I didn't know what that was. So he asked the wives for the Havim Lahiris. He said that I have to deal with all kinds of clergy, members of other faith communities, and I will tell you, it is mole stiris. That's what he said. Mole stiris, mole contradictions. So this professor was a well-known professor. He said to Rabban Soloveitchik, could you give me an example of the series you're talking about? On the spot, I can't remember. Rabban Soloveitchik proceeded for 1 hour. 1 hour, just to list all the stilas in between Matthew and this one and that one, and how the whole thing essentially is Mikuchach Shein Kamal. I won't translate that. So I got to be politically correct. So the Yisum the Eisen. That's the heter. What do you want to say first?
Isn't there another heter that...
I didn't finish the second point. I'm finish the second point. Gemara says here, Drachis, and you know the Gemara. And this happens sometimes on Friday night, and I start davening, is writing a short essay, and I start after chenin lo das. What's that bracha?
Finish the bracha. Continue from there.
I have to finish that bracha. Why?
Because really, you're supposed to say the whole thing.
Correct. The Gemara says that. So what do you see? And this is another issue which I want to raise, which is a very important issue. Namely, we'll get to this whole discussion of Shabbat Hakasha Vaydah. If that's the did the Raisa Tefillah, then the question is, what do I do on Shabbos? If the Ikra is Bakasha, as Rabbi Rimmel just said, based on Rashi and Brachas Adal on the base, I want to get to Bakasha. Shabbos, is there a Heter Bakasha on Shabbos? The answer is, Bakasha is Bavi Yushalmi, and this there are many, many. Rabbi Lichtenstein wrote a long, long shtickle tell you about this topic. It's published, I think, translated into English. Even I didn't understand English at all, but the original I heard said the Shia 68. Anyway, on this topic, we discussed this issue. And is there an Isser Bakosha on Shabbos? Yerushalmi says yes. The Bali holds, obviously, no, because the Bali says, if I say, Atachonim, what's the din? I complete the bracha. So obviously, there's no Isser Bakosha. So why did Chazal eliminate the Bakosha in the middle bracha on Shabbos? Because it's Hircha, because on Shabbos, it's all in different times, given by Rishayim. The problem, of course, is that there's so much Bakosha in the Shabbos Tzvila, you don't know where to start. There's a long list of Bakosha that we say. Anyone know any Bakosha that we say on Shabbos? Rav Chaim had a practice. Chabad also is not like that. They didn't say on Rosh Chodesh on the Shabbos Mevorchim, the Tefillah, the Yirat Zim Tvanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Shabbat Chodesh Shalom, Shabbat Chodesh Hazeh, anybody say that? The Tevil of Rabbah, people sing it, all kinds of very nice Nigunim. What else they say?
Rosh Chodesh has Bakasha.
What?
Rosh Chodesh has Bakasha also.
Rosh Chodesh is Bakasha, Chol Akasha. But aside from Bit Shmei, here you have a Tefillah, and they ask for Hashem for this and this and this and that. But who has the Kasha? The Yushalmi has the Kasha. Yushalmi Brachas. Yushalmi is the Kasha with reference to Birchas Avozin. We say Birchas Avozin, every Birchas Avozin. What do we say over there? We ask Hashem all kinds of Akashas, such as... I forgot how the... No, before that, right in the third Brach has... Yuachem Hashem, okay, I forgot about it. I don't have a Siddur. Elokeinu Avinu, Reinu Zuneinu, Pardeseinu Chalkoleinu. What's that? What are we asking Hashem for? Bakosha. I Bakosha is also on Shabbos. So what does Yishami answer? Take this bracha kachu. That's like a standard text that we use. What does that mean? Take this bracha kachu. But there are many, many Bakosha. But anyway, you see from the Gemara in the Babylonian brachas that Bakosha and Shabbos are not a steer when they obey. Yishami also this is here. There's an Isra Bakosha on Shabbos. So then Rav Chaim didn't say Shedachadish. There were times the Rav didn't say it either. But the Rav, I never understood how he operated sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. No, it depends, I guess, on the whether he had a good cup of coffee that day. But here's the there are a lot of things that I couldn't, as I would say, fathom, couldn't fully grasp. Anyway, but once again, Bakosha seems to be very inherent, very fundamental to what Tefillah is all about. That's probably what the Gemara seems to say. These two Gemara seem to indicate that. The Shema Rabin Bela Tefillah, the idea is to get to Bakosha. And the other Misad Adam Shmuel Shachar Hishbor, the Achar Yisrael. The idea is to get to what? Get to Bakasha. Because that's if you look at Rishonim, especially as I said, the Ramban and the other Rishonim as well, that they assume this almost as though a Pasha that the Ikra is Bakasha. That's the Ikra of Tefillah is Bakasha. There are many Raisas, so I'm not going to discuss it right now because I want to talk about something else. And that is there's a Chedusha Rashba. I think you did see that, so I must be, I have to do that which you did. It is possible to put on the... I'm sorry, you wanted to say something. I apologize to you. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Isn't there another heter for learning the New Testament, which is if you're exposed to it and you're curious about the topic, so then you should learn about it? That's what I heard.
You're exposed to it?
Like if you happen to be exposed to it somehow, and then...
You know,
and
I'm also curious about Tibetan monks. I have a lot of interest in them. I find them to be absolutely exotic types. And they have Tibetan philosophy. There's a whole philosophy there. That means I should study Tibetan philosophy.
If it's like bothering your... if it's like getting in your way of like understanding stuff. Right?
What's the marker for that statement?
I don't know. Rabbi Apfel told it to us. So I assume it has...
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to ask Rabbi Apfel for the marker. I assume that... Abraham Lichtenstein has many articles on this topic, and he... along those lines, he seems to follow that position. The question is, what's the source of that exactly? And do all Paschim agree with that? Most Paschim Achonikani, that's not a posha to me. And okay, I accept what you say. You're a fine young man. Yes.
So, regarding the Ikra Tefillah, whether it's Sheva or Bakasha, wouldn't the answer.
Let me say one other thing. In order to be able to do what you just said, and let's assume you are right, which there is a basis what you're saying, no question about it, you also have to be first a bhakti, bhavai stavai rava. And that got to shasa pasuk. So once you do that, then you got the rava. Good thing, yes.
So, to figure out whether the Icarus...
Why do I say that? you know why I say that? Because the person could easily be misled by hashkafis that are not in sync in tandem with hashkafis HaTorah. So you first have to know hashkafis HaTorah is. How do you know that? You have to be moly godu shasu poskin. The problem with many people, including myself, that because I'm not moly godu shasu poskin, at least when I began to engage in this kind of study, that caused a lot of problems. I became confused and confounded. And it took me many years to emerge from that confusion. So the Chatzila, and this is written by Akuk Zatzal, by the Netziv Zatzal, those who had a positive connection to the secular world, to secular studies, of course you have to engage in secular studies. We understand that. Both as a means to an end, and then you are arguing as an end in itself, which is one of our Buchenstein's positions, which is many essays in Hebrew, in English. I can give you the whole list if you wish. If you wish, I can give you all the essays as well. I read them all. Anyway, but that only is when a person is approaching the secular world from a perspective where he's already well grounded and well founded in his own hashkafah. He has a clear hashkafah satayah. Then you can go ahead and venture out. But if you don't have that, the Rambam says it. One of his letters, Laharos. What does the pasuk say in the Megillah? Laharos esyap yokitemes marahi. You want to see the beauty of the Torah. So often the beauty of the Torah can be enhanced by looking at other things, no question about it. Other chachmas. Rambam Tov Hitchik also has several lessons on this. In the beginning, a logical heart, logical mind. I assume you read that sefer. Anyway, so there he discusses this at great length. He has two or three essays on the topic. Now, look, he has seven or eight essays in Hebrew and English that could I to read. But before a person does that, before you venture out, you have to know where I'm holding. You have to be solidly grounded in your own religion. That's why you have to learn, basically, Kol HaTorah Kulo. And then you can go ahead and venture out. That's what Kuk writes, it's very clear. And the Tzib writes in the Tshuva. You have to probably familiar with the Tshuva and the Tzib. So he writes a Meshuv Dover, a very long Tshuva on this topic, but it's Al Pi Seichel, that's Pasha. That's what Avraham Soloveitchik was saying. He was saying to this professor, and to yours truly, that you're not exactly holding by that Madrega. I was holding my Aleph base. So I'm going to go and read the New Testament. I don't know the Old Testament. What am I reading the Old Testament? What was I about to... Oh yeah, so I was going to look into the Rashba. This Rashba is a very, very important Rashba. I don't have time to read the whole Rashba. It's much my fault, of course. But the Rashba here, in this Tshuva, asks the fundamental kasha, which I assume you are probably familiar with. And I can't do the whole Rashba now, it's a little too lengthy. But I see every other practice and I'm able to talk at 4:30. So I am a little bit embarrassed.
I should be embarrassed now.
I'm sorry?
I should be embarrassed.
No, you have to go. I do understand that. I also have to say shir in my shul, so that's why I have also limitations. The Lashon of the Rashba, I just want to read it. And he writes over here the following. Let's read the Rashba. You have the pages. In the beginning of Mem Dalet, he has a very fascinating comment on the Machlokes of Yeshua. Yeshua said, first you yispalel, and then you should ask for your tzrachim, correct? And that's how we pass it. Along with Yeshua, then the first Sheva, followed by Bakosha. And then he says on the bottom of the page, in Mem Dalet, Yeshua Rok, he told Asholim, Omnam Yishalu, Alechem Yishalu Shpadam, and they read that part. Okay, I don't know if I should go into this, but I'm interested really in the following kasha of the Rashba on that Men Vav. So page Men Vav, the Rashba is the kasha, I believe. Yeah, look at Men Vav. Everyone see that? Just read this short little piece in the Rashba. Rashba says, Val Yiksha Beinecha. Don't be troubled by the following. Mashallah Ker Kamada Zor, the Gemara says, Bacham Omri, Ain Allah Loki de Rezev, Loki de Rezev. We don't pass good neither like this one nor like that one. El Shoy Lodim Tzachim Shomei Tfilah. Where should I ask for all my Tzachim? Shomei Tfilah. By the way, what's the din? How do we pass the halacha? If I have tzvachim, where should I include my tzvachim? So there are really three approaches in the pasuk. Rabbi Yonah discusses this, but what are the three approaches? Number one,
each
bracha, but only if it's ma'en kol bracha or bracha. That's in the Gemara, correct? And each one say, in atachoni na'yesver, Hashem should give me das. If a person is not well, not, his learning is not doing too well, where should he ask for that? Also, that bracha atachoni na'yesver, das on the shmira, chanen emet fadeh emet askel.
Can it be in English?
It can be in English. Avada can be in English, of course. Next. What else? The second possibility besides each bracha? Shomei Tefillah. Shomei Tefillah is like a casual. What do they call it? A designated hitter. I forgot what they call it. Yeah. Next ball. Designated hitter. I'm not sure what that is exactly, but I heard the term. Designated hitter. He's like the... What is his function?
Only
backs. Okay. So he's like the Shomei Tefillah is like a designated hitter. Like he's a casual. All the tzvachim, I try to connect it to their lives. I don't know exactly how to do it. And then, finally, the Shabura says that you should also wait. What else?
At the end.
That's very fascinating. It's a little of itself, okay, it needs attention. But anyway, the Rashba says over here that it sounds like when the Chacham said, you ask the Shomei Atzilu, Batashu Yidachacham Dibra Rashua. What do? They just took the did away with Rabbi Shua's position of Shevach, Balabai, Bakosha. That's what it sounds like. That's the case. There's a say there. So then he comes with the following chiddush, the very famous chiddush. He said that Rav Elazar Rav Shua argued with Abba Zara, and also in the brachas, they're talking about whom? Yachid haba lebakish tzvacha. A yachid who's coming to ask for his own tzvachim, hatzvichim lo v'shaik, v'yish l'chol v'dav peso, or shetzorak l'mizom, or shetzorak l'mach shemukhil, or chetsh b'al yodo. That's what they argue. That's what they have this machlokes. However, the din of shevach, kodim bakosha, that's part of Shul Esrei, that's referring to what? Betzibur. Can I read the whole lesson? I read it slowly. I'm not being fair. Dibre Abishua, I'm reading Mem Zayin now. I want to say, Dibre Abelazer, Rabbi Shua lo nemru, Rakal ha-yochid, ha-bolo v'akei tzvachom, ha-tzvichom lo l'shaitom. Means if a person has tzvachim that he needs in Yishnah Kolom Adom Beso, someone is sick, or Shazarach l'mezonos, or he needs Parnasa, or Shazarach l'vakei shmechila, al-chet shebal yodo, v'chayotzi b'zeh, here's what you have, המחלוק הזה בשוא על המלוסה. בכלל דבריהם, שאין עושה היוח, יוח עוד אישה עושה מהצריכה לו באמצע הברוכס, שאין שמונה עשרה. But that's not really part of שמונה עשרה. Why? כפי שלא נסקנו אלו לציבור ולשאלה סוכן כלולי. Wow. By the way, the reason for שמונה עשרה, as you know, is formulated, how? בלושן יוח עוד בלושן רבן, the ברוכס. Rabbi. Why is that? According to the Rashba, the reason is because שמונה עשרה is basically focused not just on myself, but on Klal Yisrael. And the tzvachim that I'm asking for are what? Tzvachim tibur, tzvachim kolim. Well, if you get a yachal ha'isiv or a klal, let me say that brachas mei nabrachas. Well, let me shomer tefillah. You can't add anything. We're talking about tzvachim of kolim yisrael. You know, matter of fact, I don't know if you saw. I wrote down a number 11. Okay, that's not your obligation. Rav Soloveitchik came out of every era of Rosh Hashanah for many years. After I sat this year, he used to take out the Siddur Agroh and read the Hakdam of the Groh. So it feels Rosh Hashanah. And he also read this Nefesh HaChaim, that's why I'm familiar with it. I'm not so familiar with Nefesh HaChaim, but the Nefesh HaChaim over there writes, now some of my short friends at Nefesh HaChaim in English. Spent many years at this, Avinon Frankel. Wow. And what a translation, it's 2 volumes, about 1,000 pages. And Balabas shows you what one person in the comments would set their mind to it. Nefesh HaChaim writes, here I quoted a little bit of it. The Gamas HaTfilah LaHosin Koach HaKdusha Mashes called in Yonim, Bitzah the Atma, Videge, Mason Napsha with Sayna, Rakal Kabra Melch. The God writes is the Geras Agro, and there's a Chinoch in Vitzah say Tov Lami Gimel. I'm not sure what to do with that Chinoch, but they seem to say that what is the focus of Tefillah, what is really the soul, certainly Erev Rosh Hashanah, that's what the God writes in the Geras, but the Rosh Hashanah says in general, my concern should be only about Igmar B'Kot Shaman. That's my concern, not my own. I mean, what do I have? I have all my petty tzvachim. What do I want? I want, Eli, what do you want? What is your tzvachim?
What?
I have a petty little putty in tzvachim, such as, what do I want? I want to be comfortable. I want to win the Iowa sweepstakes. I don't know what they are. But anyway, it's a tzvachim, some sort of lottery. And since I have no interest in winning the lottery, it would be a bad thing if I did. But I don't think I have much. I don't expect to win. I mean, they told me, how do you expect to win the lottery? Did you buy the lottery tickets? No, I don't buy the lottery tickets. So I expect, I was looking for Salafis to buy a lottery ticket once a year. Shtadlos, you have to do Shtadlos. I'm Tesla, they're talking about the Shtadlos, minimum Shtadlos the person has to do. I'm involved in Shtadlos, I work for a living. That's quite a lot, that's a fair amount of Shtadlos. So I don't have to buy a lottery ticket. Why should I? Why should I
go buy a lottery ticket?
Ah, thank you. Okay. I should listen to our Rebbe. You're my Rebbe. If you look at the Chinuch, I don't have it in front of me. I didn't probably see that. But that's the last one here. I have the impression that according to him, the most important thing in Tefillah is Sherach. Bakasha is Bechlal, not at all a factor. It shouldn't be a factor. That's what Nav Shachai writes, that's what the Goy writes, that's what the Chinuch writes. Anyway, back to the Rashba. What does the Rashba say here? The Rashba is a Chinuch Gomel. Rashba says that the Gemara in Abu Zara, I'm sure Abu Lazar, talks about a Yachid. For their own personal tzvachim that they have, that's where it's a machlokes. And therefore, they should not use the Shemoneh Esrei for that purpose. Correct? I should use the Shemoneh Esrei for my own personal tzvachim that I have, because it's talking about the tzvachim of a tzibur. And that's what he writes over here. So that's a chiddush gadol. So now I just want to go back. I see I don't have much time. I'll just make one or two less comments. I really just began. That's the problem here. Like last time. I want to make just one or two comments regarding tefillah, because I think that's really the most significant thing that the possibly worker. The notion that shevach hodah should be the heart of tefillah is, number one, arrogance on our part. For a person to imagine, I don't need anything for Hashem's Baruch. I'm self-sufficient. I can, shall we say, handle everything. I don't need the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is, Ein Lecham Gaiva Delizas. There's no greater Gaiva than a person who thinks that way. There are many psukim that we see, Min HaMeitzar Karasi Ko, Ononi Vamer Chako, Batzar Li Karasi El Hashem Ayaneni. I call to Hashem, Mitzav Tzar. Means the Mechayim of Tefillah, the Ikra of Tefillah, seems to be Bakosha. And that's what the Gemara seems to be saying here. The Olam Yisadu Adam, Shvach HaShakadosh Baruch Hu, Yachad V'Yisbalo. And that's why all Rishonim hold that Be'ez Sarah, Tefillah Ta'aisa. Why? Because the Ikra of Tefillah is Bakosha. And in general, that's what Rashi says here. Again, Rashi applies to both the Pesukim and the Zimmer. That's how the Rif seems to present it. It's very fascinating. There's a deal that many Mepharshim make. On the Tefillah of Rosh Chodesh that I happen to say, Amar Chabad, Sheimale Hashem, what's the next line, the last line of the Tefillah of Rosh Chodesh? There are two Nesos. Sheimale Hashem called Mishal Sibenu Letova, or Sheimale Hashem Mishal Sibenu Letova. I know what this something said. Do you remember what this something said? Probably not for the Nigin. I don't know how the Nigin goes. They have two, three Nigunim. That I've heard, the Ashkenazim like to say. Sheimale Hashem, anyone remember? Kol Mishal Sibenu Letova, or Mishal Sibenu Letova? The answer, of course, is that there are Mishal Sibenu that are not Letova. The many things we ask for, we ask Hashem we should be wealthy, we should win the Irish sweepstakes, win the lottery, it may not be good for us. Many people become wealthy, unfortunately, then completely and totally become very, very, shall we say, either preoccupied with their wealth, or they become arrogant, or they lose it. And so we ask Hashem, you decide which Mishal Sibenu I'm talking about. Which one? The question is, what I really need, what I'm desirous of. But the notion of Bakosha as being the essence of Tefillah seems to be very fundamental and very, very basic. And as I said, there are a number of rayas and I just want to bring another raya that our Soloveitchik said, from three Gemaras. A Gemara in Shabbos, Shalom Echalom 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 Echalom. Number two is the Gemara in Brachis. The Gemara says, they started praising Hashem Yisbarach. Okay, I'll go to the Gemara. The Gemara in Brachis and Gila are very parallel. See, I'm tiddling the struggle of the Gemara. I'm about to finish. A human being doesn't have the ability to just issue Shvachim ad infinitum. The Kanve Eilech Hosu L'Sabe B'Shimcha Shemoko. Or, as I mentioned in the Gemara Megillah, a person has to recognize that we are, as I say, little putty in man, finite. We are b'nei tavusa. We are here today and gone tomorrow. El ofer atov, el ofer toshuv. That should be the hashkafa that accompanies a person, that he throws himself onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, as the Ramban says, tefillah is a chesed, it's a privilege, and it's a privilege that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers us, which is really remarkable. Now, I just want to get back to the issue of Shabbos. The problem is Shabbos and Yom Tov, assuming that this tripartite, Sheva, Bakosh, Shavuot, does, it did the Raisa, what do we do on Shabbos? We eliminated Bakosh. So the Babi did not eliminate Bakosh, but we did eliminate Bakosh. So there's no tefillah Raisa on Shabbos. Shabbos feels not the Raisa.
There's a lot of
Bakasha. Yeah. So the answer is there's a lot of Bakasha, but there's a problem with that Bakasha. But Yushalmi says Bakasha is also on Shabbos. And if the Iker is Bakasha, of course the answer to that question is there are two different Bakasha, the Pashas. There's one type of Bakasha which is Bakasha Fizit. Physical Bakasha is my Tzrochim. I need Pandasa. I need HaKadosh Baruch. I need shelter. I want to buy an apartment house as well. That's a physical bakasha, I just got to go to Baruch to help me. But there's also another genre of bakasha, and that's what Adi Rabbi was referring to, spiritual bakashas. Ruchni is the bakasha. That's what he asked on Shabbos, to say that the whole tefillah of Shabbos is Mali Begodesh, Ruchni is the bakasha. So that's also the bakasha. So there is a tefillah that is on Shabbos. But the nature of the bakasha on Shabbos is markedly different than the bakasha that we have no way. Okay, I'm stopping since I promised and I... together, maybe another occasion I will maybe go on this one.